ready?
Yes.
You're at the table. I'm at the table. Here we go.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
Time to eat.
Okay. It's one of those. Welcome to Gang of Two, a hilarious look at coupledom.
From a couple of dumbs.
I'm Terry, and that is Sherry.
And together,
we're Terry. We're Airy. Speaking of that, the Andas.
Yes.
Sherry and the Andas. We talked about them many, many times.
Yes.
Your friends that you hang out with, that would be Amanda, and Miranda.
Yes.
We have different nicknames for them. One is Amanda, the one that we met first.
Well, we call her Norton, too.
We call her Norton, but we usually call her Amanda. And then the second one that we met, we call the Deuce.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't realize that, but we call her the Deuce. So we have Amanda, the Deuce, and Miranda. But anyway, they're going to be on the podcast here, maybe even two podcasts, and I think it's going to be great. It's going to be a must-listen for you guys, because these are very confident, successful, dare I say beautiful. Can you say that now? Yeah. Can you say that nowadays about women? I don't even know if you could say that about women.
Yes.
I think all of you are hot. So it's going to be a great learning experience, because I have a bunch of questions for you guys.
All right.
We're going to learn what women like you think of guys.
Okay.
And hopefully it'll be a nice tip for guys, and even for women to play the podcast for their guy, to go, hey, here's what people are thinking, that type of thing. So there's that. It's smoky here in Seattle.
It's a smoke show.
We're recording this on Sunday as we are getting closer and closer to live streaming some of these shows. Opening day of the NFL. Congratulations to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who won their first game.
With an audience, I've heard.
They are the only team that had some people in the crowd, not a full stadium or anything like that. And then, of course, our local team here, the Seattle Seahawks, did well as well. Both of those teams won, so that's a good day.
Nice.
It's a good day in the background. I've got the red zone on. I'm looking at some of the games right now, so that's exciting.
They are wearing red.
Both those teams, that's the 49ers and looks like the Cardinals. 49ers are winning. Oh, there it is. They just scored. Cardinals just scored. It is 10-7.
In
case you're wondering on Monday how that game turned out, we've got it for you. All right. We want to welcome our new Patreon member. Thank you and welcome, Tim Dixon, who is a truck driver.
Oh.
He has done the $10
Tim.
Slot.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. Getting us closer and closer to... You know, right? It's weird because I was writing down and I didn't want to. I feel guilty asking for support. I really do. I feel horrible. So I started to write down all the things that we have to pay for to let people know.
Right.
And I just got depressed doing it.
Yeah. It's
There's it's amazing the things that just keep popping up, whether it's a website or storage or this editing thing. I realize I get this bill yesterday from whatever they're called, Adobe.
Yeah.
And that's like almost $30 a month just for the editing tool.
So we're probably breaking even.
We're more than that. We're doing well, but I have a goal of hiring a producer.
Yeah.
And doing this thing a lot on camera and all that, taking this to the next level. So we'll see what happens.
What are the hours?
Right now we're having fun doing it. So whatever it is. But thank you very much, Tim. We appreciate you. Drive safely. You're a truck driver and all that. We got a little bit of a different show today. Normally, we kind of do a little catch-up. Normally, we do Dear Dumbs, which we're not doing today. We do have a couple of emails to get to here in just a second, but we're not doing Dear Dumbs today. And if you live in the Jacksonville, Florida area, or if you just want to go online to the Folio Weekly, we've got a Dear Dumbs article, and I noticed that ours... comes with a warning.
It does?
It says it's the only thing in that damn Folio Weekly that says 18 plus in a big red area.
How funny. We don't cuss.
We might. I mean, we're a little risque.
I'm going to now.
Yeah, you may as well. What the fuck? So, we have congratulations on the warning.
Yeah.
Oh, damn, that hurts.
Oh. That's not good.
My back's a little sore. All right, so let's get into a couple emails, and then we're going to get into some meat and potatoes of the show here.
We are at the kitchen, the dining table.
Yes. It says, hey, I had a question for you and Sherry. You can answer it on the podcast if you want, on there. My wife and I are splitting up, and I don't know how to deal with it.
Oh.
I've fucked up a lot over the years, and she has too, less than me, but has in a major way before.
God.
Obviously, I don't want to get into it, yeah. But I'm guessing what
cheating.
It is.
Cheating?
Probably. Who knows? Now she files for divorce, and I sign the paper, but it's in Mississippi, so you have to wait 60 days to finalize it. It's 2 weeks in, and a fight got out of control, not physical, yet she left to her mom's, and I'm at home. Basically, I told her I'm going to cancel the divorce and make it contested, so she and I fight it out in court over the next two or more years. I'm mad. Now that's the way I'm going to do it. I am hoping things calm down tomorrow, but we could still live together with our kids until it's finalized, even though I do not want to be divorced. That's not a question. That was it.
Oh, well.
What are you thinking there?
I think that it's going to, he's going the expensive route.
I do too.
If he's going to contest it, that means to cha-ching, cha-ching, lawyers, cha-ching, cha-ching, that the only people that win in that situation are the lawyers.
Yeah, if you're sitting there just trying to prove a point,
yeah,
then you're wasting your time.
Yeah, just cut your losses.
You're going to, at the end of the day, because I've seen this happen to friends of ours that have been getting divorced, even Lex. Lex is open about it on the radio show and says, listen, you know, it just cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's sad. It's a sad thing. But once you get over the pain, hopefully the life will get better. Your life will get better. Both of you will learn from this experience. And you'll take those positive learnings into your next relationship if you get one.
Yeah.
So wishing you the best of luck there, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next one. Hi, Sherry and Terry. My grandmother taught me at a very young age, the woman's name should always come first. The Lex and Terry Show has been on vacation, and I've been catching up on your podcast. Obviously, this email's a few weeks old.
Yeah.
It says, you guys are fantastic. I wanted to reach out to Sherry about her relationship with her mother. My mother personally seems similar to Sherry's mother. Mom died 3 years ago.
Oh.
And throughout my life, I strived to be the best daughter I could, mainly because I didn't want to feel guilty when she died.
Yeah.
This often resulted in disagreements and arguments. Seems there's no way to please her.
Yeah.
She was very narcissistic.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she had Asperger's syndrome.
Oh, God.
I could go on and on about the 57 years I tried and I have some type of meaningful relationship with her. Suffice to say, I just don't think she was able to have a healthy, loving relationship with anybody.
Yeah.
So you would think her death would have been a relief and almost a blessing, but it's like there was never a resolution and it's all there and never really could have been with her mental issues.
Yeah.
And then it says, and I think I was always just trying to feel my mother's love. So, Sherry, I just wanted to let you know that you are not alone. My siblings and I lived this way, as I'm sure many others have. And, Terry, forgiveness really doesn't change anything. There's always a slight feeling of emptiness only a mother's love can fill. Take care, Patty.
Yeah. So, I think she's grieving the loss of a mother, not her mother necessarily.
Maybe. Right? I don't know. I think she
never really had a proper
I think
mother.
She's trying to give you some good advice.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
And I think that you should take it.
Which is what? What is it?
I don't know. Just try to work on the relationship, I guess.
I didn't get that out of that.
That's what I got because she said forgiveness isn't the way.
Right.
I guess what she's saying is you're fucked either way. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
And I have tried talking to her, as you know, about these big issues I have had with her.
Yes, you have. You've approached some very sensitive subjects with your mother.
Very.
That I didn't want to hear. You know, I don't want to hear this stuff.
No.
But she didn't want to hear it either. And she kind of put her fingers in her ears and went, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of the day said, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Right.
Isn't that the best
really
apologies?
Nice. Yeah, so good.
I'm sorry you think I was a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, the things you did are go beyond that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So anyway, we appreciate that email, Patty. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
And I hope that puts a little thought in your head anyway, maybe.
Yeah. It's nice to know there's comfort in despair.
I guess, you know, hey, and I've always told you this. I've always said that you're not alone in this. There's, so many people that have to go through this stuff. And and I know that that doesn't make anybody feel better because that's, this is your life. This is your experience.
And you only have one mother.
In this life. And, you know.
I was dealt a shitty one.
Yeah. You know, I kind of feel like I had a couple mothers growing up personally. Oh, yeah. Nice. My friend Mike's mom.
Yeah.
She, they were very influential on me, her parents, you know, his parents were. And I told you, they wanted to adopt me.
Yeah.
After my dad died and my mom, you know, was having issues. That was a weird thing that she, you know, I bet that hurt my mom's feelings when I think about that.
Hell yeah.
Because they let it be known that, hey, if you can't, you know, take care of the kid, we'll take care of them type of deal. And I took it as, yeah, I get to have brothers, you know, those, you know, these, all my age, you know, type of things. I mean, nothing to take away from my brothers. Sorry, Jackson.
Chillax.
They're these, you know, Mike Englehart, you know who they are. You would have approved. Yeah. Anyway, so I felt like I had a couple moms.
Yeah.
You know, I really did. And, you know, my mom did her best. I have issues. So. I have sad stories as well.
Yeah.
But I've been able to go love her, and I've been able to love my dad and go, you know, they did the best they could.
Yeah, see, my mom didn't do the best she could.
I think she did.
I don't think so
at all. And we've had this talk before. I think that she, your mom put herself in a couple of really bad positions and made bad decisions, thinking they were good decisions.
Really?
And they were going to help. Yeah, I do.
I don't think so.
I do. Anyway, we're not going to go down that road, although we already have.
We just did.
All right, so I talked about this on the Lexandary Show, that I want to talk to you about this. You
No.
I know it's going to be a no anyway, but I'm completely serious about this. Okay.
Oh God.
This is not trying to shake you. I'm not trying to shock you. I'm not trying to start a fight by any means. We watch these home improvement shows on HGTV all the time. And there was this house that they showed that had a really cool little, almost like a lounge in it. Hmm. And it wasn't even really a lounge. It was just like a really cool little round table with three or four chairs around the table. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a really cool place where you could just sit down, have a drink. There wasn't anything near the there was no TV show or anything like that.
Play some cards.
Whatever. It's just like a little place to hang out, to relax, that's away from the television, that's away from everything.
Yeah.
So I started thinking, where could we do that in our house?
In our 1,800 square foot condo.
Yeah.
How about on the patio?
Well, that's part of, you know, it's kind of like that, you know, that we get, that is what that is in during the summer for only a few weeks out of the year.
It's more than a few weeks, but okay.
Anyway, go out there today. Tell me what that's like.
I would if there wasn't, you know. Oh.
What'd you do?
What did I do?
Yeah.
That was you.
So I'm thinking, now don't get mad at me here. How about.
No.
To get rid of your desk. That would be a great little area. Look at that. Back in the corner there, you're looking. Back in the corner there, a little lounge, maybe a couple of bookshelves, maybe something
maybe
like that.
A little French maid to wait on you. Is that what you think?
No.
Listen, where would we put my desk?
I don't know that. Mm. We have to figure that out. Uh-huh. Maybe we rent you an office.
Get rid of me.
We could share a desk. You could have my desk during the day.
I hear you.
Okay.
You don't like me.
I love you. But wouldn't it be cool to have a little nook out of your house, just little corner where it's just like you sit down, you pour your, maybe I'm just being romantic about sitting down and having a whiskey or something. I hardly ever drink.
Yeah.
But let's do it.
What, we could make it a flex space.
What's that mean?
Means, you know, it's an office some of the time, and when it's not an office, it's...
I don't know how we could do that, but I think it's a good place. It's dark over there.
It is.
It's kind of enough room for sure, but I don't want to take away your workspace, but I would love to have a place like that. Or why don't we just get rid of our bed in the guest room and turn this into a studio type and a slash, like a little lounge area with maybe a fold-out bed that somebody could sleep on.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
We can talk about that.
All right. Look at that. Man, that went way better than I thought it was going to go. Way better.
Maybe we should just move.
Hey, that's what I'm shooting for. I would love that. All right. So got an email from one of our listeners who said they were listening to another podcast. I don't know which podcast
cheater,
it was.
Cheater.
No, I listened to a bunch. I don't know what podcast it was. I would love to give them credit for this because I don't, you know, I'm not saying we're stealing an idea, but I'm just letting them know what, you know, the letting you guys know that are listening right now that this person emailed us and said, hey, I was listening to a podcast basically, and they did this thing called the Proust
questionnaire.
It's a questionnaire. They said that it was really cool and they would love to hear our answers to the Proust questionnaire. So I told Sherry, I told you about this. I said, hey, this person emailed. They said they would like us to answer this questionnaire. Little did I know, Sherry had the book.
Of course she did.
Did not shock me. Sherry had the book right here, the Proust questionnaire.
Well, actually, I mean, it was never a book. It was just a questionnaire that Marcel Proust made in his, I think, 20s, in his early 20s, maybe, or something.
And what is this designed to do?
I don't know, because if you read some of the questions, I don't know what it was originally. I haven't looked that much into it, but that book was put together by a publishing house, Asseline, on there.
What are you calling me?
And they put together the questionnaire that was answered by celebrities, some mm-hmm. celebrities, not a lot of people you've heard of, but celebrities in somebody's world.
Now, I briefly looked at the first few questions and I did not continue on.
Yeah.
I did notice that they kind of seem similar. Some of the questions
pretty
seem
pretty philosophical, I think, some of them.
So let's go through some of these.
All right.
And let's answer some of these per request. So we appreciate you doing this. Mm-hmm. Does this need a little
We're taking requests now.
Let's do it. Let's do a little. This is us answering the Proust questionnaire. And you're supposed to write this down. There's a bunch of them in here, by the way. You could write it down.
I think
don't know
the
why.
Idea is, because they also, in addition to having certain celebrities, what their answers were, they also have Marcel Proust, how he answered it.
Okay.
And he actually went through and answered him.
Well, hold on.
A couple years apart.
That's a shitty thing to do. Let's see. I'm going to make my own questionnaire. I'm going to put my own answers in there.
But it's interesting to see because he did it over several years. And so you can see how his answers changed over the years. It's interesting.
I think Prousty's a bitch for doing that. Mm-hmm.
He's French. Sorry. So.
Oh, total bitch.
Yeah.
Sorry for hitting the microphone there. Okay. Mm-hmm. Your favorite virtue.
In a person.
What is your
favorite? Is it of yourself? I don't know.
See, this is why we can't do this. this happens every freaking time
let's
we do
just
something.
Say, that's a general question.
Hold on, let's see what he wrote.
I think it's of yourself.
It just says your favorite your favorite virtue out of people.
I'm going to say it's of myself.
Okay, what's your favorite virtue then?
I would say saving money.
That's a virtue?
Sure.
Okay. Wow. You're coin operated. I was going to go with honesty, especially in today's day and age. I was vacillating in my mind between honesty and compassion.
Are you applying that to yourself?
I'm applying it to everybody.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, especially in today's day and age and all this stuff going on and the internet and fake stories and just meeting shitty people.
Yeah.
You know, I listen, some of my stories get a little exaggerated.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I think that I'm a pretty honest person and I want to be.
You strive to be.
I definitely do.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely do. So I'm going to go with honesty and I can see where it would change.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, all right, there you go. Yours is saving money.
Yes. Mm,
we're learning a lot about ourselves right now, aren't we? What's your favorite qualities in a man?
This is for the Sharon Leandas.
I might have some of these. I definitely will have some of these questions. I mean, definitely is going to have that question for Sharon Leandas.
Is this sexist? I mean, does he ask about a woman later on?
Let me look. The next question is the woman.
Oh, okay.
So would you just answer the question? How hard is this? This is going to go on forever. What are your favorite qualities in a man?
Well, I don't know.
And it says qualities, so it's
could
not
more
singular. Yeah.
Well, you know what? I would say honesty.
Yeah.
Honesty and a sense of humor. Yeah.
For me, my favorite qualities in a guy and what attracts me to other people that I want to hang out.
Yeah.
Is passion.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love passionate people, period.
Right.
As far as hanging out with a guy, and it doesn't have to be the same passions that I have. I just love people that are passionate about certain things.
Yeah.
So that would be mine for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Favorite qualities in a woman?
Oh, boy.
I'm going to say money. No. I'm going to say high heels, baby. That's not a quality, but yes. You know I love the high heel thing.
I would say self-sufficiency.
Really?
Yeah. It's, you know, it drives me crazy when I see women that are so dependent. Independence. How's that? That's even better. Independence. Okay.
It drives you crazy when you see women that are reliant on others.
That are victims. You know, I'm a victim.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just thought of one, but I can't remember what it was.
Oh, man.
Favorite quality. You know? Oh, yeah. I know exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And it's the first thing that I noticed in you. When we first met, you looked me in the eyes and you shook my hand like you were a banker, which actually you were.
I was.
But you shook my hand like, yeah, I was there to apply for a fucking loan, you know? You're just, hi, how are you doing? I was like, God, that is a turn on. That is a, I love confidence. And to go back to the high heel thing, when I say women walk in high heels,
yeah,
that know how to walk in high heels. It's not like I look at high heels and get a boner. I just, it's a confidence thing to me. It's like, and I know it's sexist. I get it. I understand it all. But if it did, then stop fucking making them. But I love a confident woman. Always. Well,
there's nothing worse than seeing a woman wearing high heels and can't walk in.
Yeah.
You look like
that's ridiculous.
Stupid.
But the confidence thing is a very big thing for me. And it doesn't matter what you look like. I've seen women that are, some would consider less attractive, that are extremely confident. Yeah. And to me that I notice it right away. Mm. And obviously sense of humor, but I think a sense of humor is a part of confidence personally.
Yeah, I would say.
I think you have to be confident enough to laugh, to know what to laugh at.
Yeah.
Because you have to be, you have to have an opinion to laugh.
Yeah.
And you have to stand by your opinion to laugh.
Right.
And it's, I love it. So there you go. All right. Favorite occupation. What does that mean? Favorite occupation.
For yourself?
I would just.
Just in general?
I would just say my favorite occupation.
I would say writer.
You know what? I have to agree. I would love that.
Yeah. I would love to be successful as a writer. First of all, I'd like to be a good writer.
Hey, you are. Go check out our Dear Dumbs article. Oh, We've already got an 18-plus rating.
Yeah. Out of how many?
Out of a billion. No, but seriously, there's something romantic to me still about an author. You live where you want to live.
Yeah.
You can remain anonymous.
Yeah.
You can, there's just something about, I love that independent feeling, even though you're reliant on publishers and agents. But even in today's day and age, it's much easier now to be a writer.
Yeah, everybody's a writer now. That's the problem.
You know what? And I have written things and I'm going to keep writing things. And I know that I'm not the writer, like an author type of, I just speak the way I speak.
Yeah.
I don't want to try to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't want to sit there and have all this giant vocabulary and have to write something for somebody else.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I just want to be me and I want to get my stories across and I want to get my point across. And to me, anybody could be a writer. We've had this thing because you majored in that. You've won financial awards for your writing.
Yeah.
And in college, you were winning money doing it. And then you stopped. You just completely stopped. It drives me crazy.
I just wasn't the writer that I wanted to be.
See, that's ridiculous.
No,
what do you want to be?
I want to be really good.
Well, that you're not going to get there by just
not
doing it.
I know you
got to
practice. And I don't think I had enough, is the word.
Passion.
No.
Ooh, I'm going to check you off my list.
It's
patience.
No.
It is enough balls.
Yes.
There you go. What is it?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway. Let's see here. Your chief characteristic.
Characteristic?
Characteristic. I can't even say. I want to be a writer. I want to be a writer. What's your chief correctionic?
Again, I don't know what this means.
What is your chief? I don't know. I think that, see, that to me, that goes back to virtue.
Yeah, maybe that's supposed to, I don't know.
To me, that goes, anyway.
Maybe you were supposed to, that was for general. For and me? Then that was for, yeah,
okay,
I know.
For what is mine? I would say my sense of humor.
I would agree with that.
I would say that.
Yeah.
And whether people like it or not, they're going to get it.
They're getting it.
Yeah. And it's I'll say it, and I don't hold back, and I will apologize mm-hmm. for things that I have said that offend people, mm-hmm. just like our friend the Deuce, Amanda.
Right.
You told me that her daughter, I posted something on Facebook.
Yes.
And it was a picture of a girl, or three women, three girls, out bikinis. All wearing bikinis, and one of them, it's supposed to look like she was on her period.
It wasn't supposed to. I mean, well, that's she didn't buy the swimming suit. Thinking, yeah, hey, I want people to think I'm on my period.
Because the swimming suit just had that mark on it. Because if you look at the top, it has the same color on the top.
It was like a tie-dye situation, and the tie-dye was red.
But it looked like that. And you said that her daughter, what did you tell me?
I was supposed to tell you that Amanda said her daughter saw that post, and it made her weak.
Yes, and I took it as W-E-A-K.
Right.
Like, oh my God, I these poor girls that are going through that type of situation that I made fun of it. And I felt so bad, I immediately took the post.
And I'm like, no, why did you do that? She was laughing. Well, it made her weak. It made her entire day, her entire week.
No, so you can see where I did that, because I do not want to hurt people's feelings, but I'm going to do it.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Let's just settle that one once and for all. Okay, yours.
I would say my directness.
Yes, I think that you are definitely very direct mm-hmm. and sometimes a little too much, like we talked about on the last right. podcast.
Yes.
But that's an honest thing. Those are your honest feelings, and you're very direct, and you put your foot in your mouth a lot, and it's hilarious to me. It's really funny. But at the same time, you always know where you stand with you.
Yeah, there's
You always do.
Yeah.
Okay. Your idea of happiness.
I would say a really good belly laugh.
Yeah. That's really good. We have a couple of those a day usually.
Yeah.
We really do. And there's times that you and I have just sat there and cried laughing at something. My idea of happiness, it changes a lot.
Yeah, sure. From day, it could.
Right now, my idea of happiness is peace.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it is.
Right now, and especially.
Not just what's going on in the world, but inner peace, too.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of turmoil going on.
Oh, dear.
And there's a lot of things. I've got a few health things that I'm concerned about. I'm concerned about family members. I'm concerned about retirement. I'm concerned about where we're going to live. I'm concerned about a lot of things. And
you
my
have
mind
some
is,
anxiety. High
anxiety. It's very clear. Sorry. Movie's that from again?
High Anxiety.
High Anxiety, yes, actually. That was our imitation of Mel Brooks.
Right.
High Anxiety. Okay, your idea of misery.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
This podcast, no. I'm just kidding.
You
it's a joke. That's a joke.
Okay. My idea of misery. Wow.
There's a lot of that.
Okay, I'm going to throw it out there. I would say I would be extremely miserable if I didn't go for the things that I envisioned, and or that I'm inspired by, or dreams.
Yeah.
Because you know, I'll try anything. I will. You know, I'll get on stage and do comedy. I'll try a pop buy a podcast machine. I'll I'm in.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, but I'll quit after a while. But I'm in.
Yeah.
So, but if I didn't have that, if I just accepted my life the way it was, I think I'd be fucking miserable.
Yeah.
I'd be miserable if I didn't have something to look forward to. You, I don't know if you've really said that about me, but a lot of my friends and coworkers have said that I'm a kind of that grass is always greener kind of guy.
Yeah.
Because I don't really take time to celebrate my victories.
Yes, I would.
So I'm always looking for the next thing.
Yes, you are.
And I consider that that's part of my happiness, though, too. I love that part about me.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to change that because it makes someone else uncomfortable.
But here's the thing that might be causing some of your high anxiety.
Okay, your idea of misery.
Yeah, it changes all the time, I think.
Marriage?
No.
Okay.
No.
What is it then?
I would say listening to someone else's lies.
It is miserable.
That's
true.
It's absolute misery.
Your favorite color and flower?
Oh, this one's easy for me.
Okay, go ahead.
Color.
I know your favorite flower.
Yeah, dahlias. Dahlias.
Sorry for coughing there.
Dahlias and poppies are right.
Yeah.
I don't know which one. Probably dahlias just by a hair.
What's your favorite color?
Probably like purple.
I really like a certain color of purple.
Yeah.
I like blues and purples.
Yeah, blues and purples. Yes.
So those are my, yeah, certain greens maybe, but but purple is usually my first color.
My least favorite would be yellow.
I had a...
Is it on there?
Yeah, I had it. It's not on there. I had a reading from two people that are supposedly independently. They read auras.
Yeah.
They can see people's auras.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I am a purple. I'm a violet is what they say. I'm a violet.
Violet's pretty.
So apparently I have that violet around me.
And maybe that's why I'm attracted to you.
Maybe so. See, there you go. And I don't give a fuck about flowers. I think they're pretty, but I would say anything that's purple, you know, I like those. I like violets. I like those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know. Let's see. It says, if not yourself, who would you be? If not yourself, who would you be? That's a weird thing.
I wonder if that's somebody living or anybody throughout history.
I'm going to go ahead and say anybody.
Anybody?
Anybody you want. If not yourself.
Oh, okay. That was your answer.
No. Anybody but me. I am told. Let's go back to the misery question. Hi, Yang.
Anxiety. No.
You're going to get so sick of that, people. Mm-hmm. If not yourself, who would you be?
I Tina Fey. I think I'd be Tina Fey.
Nice. I'd like it if you were Tina Fey.
Would you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I want to fuck her. No, let's see. Not myself. Who would I be? You know, I am, and I wonder if this is going to come back and haunt me, this question, because maybe there's another question that this answer will best fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I have always wanted to be somebody that could pick up an acoustic guitar and write a song, because I'm terrified of singing.
Yeah.
And write a song and just sit there and sing it and perform for people and just pull up with your guitar and do that. So I'll say John Mayer, because I heard he has a big dick.
That's, you know, there were a lot of other people you could have picked for that.
Why? He's funny. He's successful. He's doing what he wants. He's in your cousin's band right now, The Grateful Dead.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. So... Yeah, I've never thought of John Mayer that way until right now, to tell you the truth. But there are certain people I have man crushes on. He's not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's Paul Rudd, who I think is great.
Yeah, he's so funny.
And, you know, a guy like that to me, a guy that's just a normal guy that men like and women like. You're not I don't want to be a sex symbol or anything. I just want to be a guy, somebody that everybody loves being around.
I would say either Tina Fey or Michelle Obama.
Okay, there
those
you go.
Are my two.
Oh,
just hit me.
That's a good company.
Uh-huh.
I like that.
Uh-huh.
Where would you like to live? This is my favorite one.
Boy, we had to have that on there.
And we didn't. Your man Prousty Prousty put it on there.
Proust.
Okay.
We've lived in a lot of places, so we have a better idea.
And you know what? I've liked everywhere we've lived for the most part. I'm not a big fan of Dallas.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of Dallas, but I had some good friends there, and it wasn't such a bad place. My thing about Dallas was that people go, "What? Did you not like Dallas?" I said, "No, Dallas didn't like me."
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would not go. I would not choose to live there.
Yeah, my number one spot still would be Santa Barbara, California.
You know what? If price was no object.
Yeah.
I worry about the fires there and everything. So, but if that wasn't happening, that would be my number one too, I think.
What about another country?
Maybe. I've never Yeah. I mean, other than visiting it, yeah. I don't think you get a good idea in a week of another country.
So. All right, there you go. Hey, we're both on the Santa Barbara page. Yeah. You know, it is the American Riviera.
It is.
You do know that, don't you? Your favorite prose authors?
Joan Didion.
I don't read much of the fancy stuff.
That's okay. He didn't say fancy, did he?
Well, prose is, to me.
Prose just means if you drew, you know, it could be poetry, could be.
Yeah, it to me, it is to me, stuff like David Sedaris does is poetry to me because it's so funny and it's so
that's
well.
All right.
I love the pacing.
He's a great writer.
So I don't, you know, God, you know, some of my favorite quotes are from, God, I can't even think of the name right now. Captain, my captain.
Oh, yeah.
Walden? No, who am I thinking of?
Walt Whitman? Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah, Walt Whitman, I think.
He's a poet, though.
I've read some of that stuff that kind of hits me a little bit, and I go, you know, very little things like, I'm not really deep when it comes to that.
You know, poetry takes a lot of time. As poetry, you're supposed to really read it and really,
to me, poetry,
you know, think on it.
Poetry is, you know, I guess where people think it's beautiful, to me, you're a poser.
Oh.
You don't walk around talking like that.
No, but that's...
It's not authentic.
It's just another way of getting an idea across in a subtle way.
I guess. All right. Well, now you know why I don't really like that stuff. Okay. Your favorite poets. I don't have any. I'm checking that one off.
You're not even going to...
No.
I don't. Walt Whitman is a good one.
Dr. Seuss. Okay. Okay. Your favorite painters and composers.
Oh, that's easy.
Now I go ahead.
De Kooning. I love his stuff. He's the painter. He's a painter.
Okay.
It's abstract.
Well, I love abstract, as we both do. We love that type of art.
Yeah.
And I know he's not considered a painter, but I'm going to Banksy.
That's great. He's a great artist.
That stuff moves me.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great.
So I love the creativity, the ballsiness of it. I love the message that
gets
across.
He always has a message. That's what I love about it.
And I love how fearless it is and the lengths that he goes to do things. When he did that painting that sold at an auction.
Yeah.
And after it sold,
it
shredded in front of the person's eyes. The best thing ever. God bless you, Banksy. Okay, your favorite heroes in real life. Favorite heroes in real life. I'm betting they want you to see your mother or father
probably on
this one.
I wouldn't be doing that.
Heroes in real life.
What does real life mean? I guess, okay, not in fiction. Okay.
Yeah, who's a hero? I have a hard time looking at people
right
that
now
way.
With the way the world is, anybody that stands up for what they believe in and stands up for truth is a hero to me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to steal your answer because I can't really come up with, I'm sure that later on when we're done with this podcast, I would go, damn it, you know, but I'm just not registering. Neither will the next one, the heroines in real
Michelle
life.
Obama.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You know. Okay.
Can I use that more than... I'm just going to use that for every answer.
Then we're going to go through this. Your favorite heroines in fiction?
Oh, in fiction.
Yes, your favorite heroes in fiction. Okay, I can answer that one.
Yeah? You got your guy?
Yeah.
The hell's his name?
Donald Shimoida.
Shimoida.
From Illusions, yeah. Richard Bach's Illusions. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes. I love that guy.
I can't think of any names from... I haven't read a lot of fiction lately, so I can't...
Would Richard Bach consider to be a prose writer?
He's a writer.
No, okay.
Because
I love
Richard
Bach.
That's your guy. That's your guy. That's your answer then.
He's my guy.
Go back to whatever question that was.
Who's been on my Terry James Alive podcast, by the way.
Yeah, that's right.
Just want to throw that out there.
Yeah.
And he also gave me a good quote about who I am and what the show's all about.
He did.
He's such a nice man.
He is.
There's only a few more here for those of you that have got ready to turn this off. Your favorite food and drink. Now, is that a... okay.
Yes. Mine is yes.
Your favorite food and drink. Oh, boy.
I can't narrow it down. I cannot narrow it down.
I am going to say my homemade Terry tacos.
Are you kidding me?
My like favorite.
If you were in the death row, was your last meal before
Absolutely.
That's what you want?
Absolutely. Or those... OOs or whatever that is at.
Oh my God, those things.
And what's that place in Napa? What is it called?
Bouchon.
At Bouchon Bakery, those OOs or the little ding dongs over here at the pizza place.
Yeah. I would
What's the pizza place? What's it called?
Mod Pizza.
Mod Pizza. Oh my God, those are
Mod
good.
Pizza. There's some in not just here.
But yes, I'm going to say, yeah, I definitely Terry Todd. And my favorite drink is, God.
Wine for me.
This sounds
Sparkling
horrible.
Sparkling wine, mostly.
What do I always have next to me? I love ice water. It has to be ice cold, but I love it.
I would say wine, and I would say what comes to mind right now is one of my... Does this have to be a specific dish or just a like group of just, like
favorite
Italian?
Favorite food and drink. Who am I? Proust over here?
Proust.
Favorite food and drink.
One dish that comes to mind right now that I look upon fondly in memory, Chef John Sundstrom at Lark.
Mm-hmm.
At Pork Sugo, the Orchetti.
Oh, that Orchetti they made that was so tangy with all the cheese in it.
Yes.
Yeah, and then he stopped making it, so we hate him.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, we don't hate him. Sorry, John, if you're listening. But yeah, that was such a good dish.
Yikes.
That was really good. But yeah, we sat at the bar. Mm-hmm. And we ordered that sitting at the bar at the counter. And the thing came, and you and I both took a bite of it and looked at each other and started to laugh. It was so good, we started to laugh. All right, let's see. We got a couple more. Your favorite names.
Names.
Fuckhead. Douchebag. Cocksucker. No, my favorite name in a woman is Grace.
That was from one extreme to the other.
I do. I love the name Grace. And if you've never listened to the U2 song, Grace, it'll make you cry.
Yeah.
And my favorite name, Grace, was well before the U2 song came out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I had a grandma, Grace.
Yeah.
Not the nicest person.
See?
But I
she
love
didn't
that.
Represent real.
No, but well. I love that. I love that name.
Is it, what do I mean name? Is it a person's
Your
name?
Your favorite person, I guess, yeah, favorite Are names.
Because it could, there's a lot
Just
of.
Just damn answer the okay, damn
I
thing.
Don't have
God.
I don't know.
Your pet aversion. What is your pet aversion?
Dishonesty.
Boy, there's so many.
Yeah.
I am adverse to a lot of things lately.
Yeah.
Boy.
Does it hurt?
Inconsistency.
Yeah.
That'll do. Is that an inconsistency?
Sure.
An
okay. I would say.
All right. Your characters in history do you most dislike? What characters in history do you most dislike?
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them dislike. I'll tell you one of them, P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
He was an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sucker born every minute. That guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
He was an asshole. If you read his story, he was an asshole.
All right. I mean, there's the obvious, you know, the Mansons, the.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, the,
right.
You know, the
Hitlers,
the, all that stuff. So
Mussolini, blah blah blah.
Those are the people that get me the most. Not necessarily the Mansons, because he affected a lot of people, but nowhere near like a Hitler.
Right.
I mean, how can you not just say Hitler?
Right.
Because look at what he did. How he changed everything, and those as much hate as he had.
I mean, hundreds of thousands of people. Right.
Yeah, and just unbelievable. So. And I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Right.
You know, I'm sure he was mean to everybody.
Yeah. Saying mean is not adequate, but yeah.
All right. What is your present state of mind?
Hungry.
Okay. That's an answer. God, I don't know. I'm a little afraid.
Afraid?
Yeah. About what's going on.
Oh.
There's a little fear going on right now. I'm a little... Maybe not afraid, but I'm a little anxious, a little...
Well, there's a lot of fear-mongering going on right now.
Yeah, and, you know...
People want you to be afraid, by the way.
Well, that's... I'm not afraid of what they talk about. I'm afraid of what I see.
I'm afraid of civil war, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
That's not a place any of us want to be, but...
Yeah, people do.
Right, that's what some people want.
Some people do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I sit. That's my current state of mind.
Yeah.
We have two more. For what fault... have you most toleration? Is not being funny. although I don't have that. I can't tolerate people that just don't get it.
Yeah. Especially ones that just they're funny. people that try to be funny and they're not.
I got no time for boring motherfuckers. Yeah. I have zero time at all.
Yeah, because your legs work.
I'm going to have to go with laziness.
You tolerate that pretty well?
I do. You know, I tolerate it because I always make an excuse for what most people would be considered lazy. I'll go, well, they got a lot going on, you know, they'll pull it out, you know, type of thing. So yeah. I usually end up making excuses for lazy people.
I would say in that vein, I would say procrastination.
Yeah.
Just because I am a guilty of procrastination from time to time. And so when I see somebody else do it, I'm like, yeah, I get it. Can't fault you for it because I'm the same way.
So. Yeah. All right. The last one. This is the last one. What is your favorite motto? Here's your book. Done. What is your favorite motto?
I don't know.
Would a quote be a motto? No, I don't think so. What? Carpe diem or something? I don't know.
Sure.
See, right. I mean, I do have a favorite quote.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. You're never given a wish without also being given the power to make it come true.
Why don't we, what did some of the other people answer as mottos?
Oh,
I'm just
look.
Curious.
Hold on. Okay.
It doesn't matter who, just.
Okay, let me look.
You got to go halfway through before we get to the answers there.
Favorite motto. If you can afford it, eat it or drink it. I know what your motto is then. If it flies.
Oh, yes, that would be my motto. That is my motto. Yes.
Yeah. Someone else wrote, love one another. What would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? That's a motto. That's dung.
That's not even, that's a question.
That's one of these, that's a question that should be in this.
I know.
Because, there's
oh, that's Diane von Furstenberg.
You know what her favorite motto is? She didn't even answer it. She answered every single one, but she didn't.
Looks like there's another one. Oh, she has a question mark on something else. What was it?
Your pet aversion. Huh? She didn't answer your chief characteristic either.
Huh.
She's boring. Who did this? Serge Lutens.
Sergey, I think Sergey? Is how you say it.
Well, he typed everything.
Oh, he's very.
Yeah. I don't really have one. I'll conclude, such as our Denise. What does that mean? Denise is my mother's name. I don't understand. The hell was that?
It's code.
You know what? I'm way better than anybody of these fuckers in this thing. Any of these mothers. Thank you for listening to Gang of Two. A hilarious like a couple of them.
We're doing this again?
Yes.
A couple of dems.
We'll be back next week. Is it next week that we'll have the...
No, okay. No, not next week.
Okay, so that's coming up soon. And get ready for the streaming live shows. We want to thank our Patreon Jumped In members. Let's go backwards today. Let's start with Laurie Lowry. She has a Facebook page she would love people to look at. She's a wellness product person.
Cool.
Natural Pathways. And if you want to look her up on Facebook, it's L-A... Next word is R-E-E, then Stroh, S-T-R-O-H, and then Lowry, L-O-W-R-Y. Check out what she has to offer. She's doing good things for people. Nice. The Autry House, Dennis and Peggy Autry. We can't say enough about them, except you've got to look them up, like their Facebook page, and anytime you're ready for an amazing vacation in the most chill place, and one of the most chill places in the world, you go there.
Yeah.
TheMerTaylor.com. Our friends over at TheMerTaylor.com, they make mermaid suits.
Mermaid.
And a lot of other things they do, but they're really awesome guys. And you can have 10% off Gang if you just put Gang of Two in there, minus their silicone products. WeBingeTV.com. Jackson and Barbara at WeBingeTV.com. I'm going to be watching something that Barbara recommended.
Oh, nice.
They both recommend great stuff.
Okay.
That's what it's all about. But Barbara recommended this show about that I talked to you about it off the show here. I want to watch it. It's about it's a couple, she says, that live in Nashville. It's a guy. It's two girls. They're not a couple, but they're two people that have gone into business and they organize people's homes for them.
Oh, yeah.
And something about organization and office stuff, I love it. All right, so I'm going to check that out. Sasan and everybody at PrescientSurgical.com. Sasan and his wife, T, wish you guys the best of luck, and I hope you're being safe out there in Northern California.
Yeah.
All the fires and all the really cool things are just too, I can't wait to meet them in person.
I know it.
Cannot wait. Prestige Worldwide Web Services. These guys are kicking ass right now. Yeah. If you need anything web-wise, you need some sort of new website, you need some hosting, you need whatever web things you do, try prestigeworldwide.com. Panini Pete, our friend Panini Pete.
Piccolo Pete.
Who's just awesome. Why do you do that?
What?
Why do you call him Piccolo Pete?
Because I don't think he likes it.
And that's why you do it. He's going to poison you when he cooks for you. You know that, don't you? Panini Pete has a new number of restaurants that just kick complete ass. And we love this guy. And if you're out there, just find out
great
what he does.
Foodie.
You've probably seen him on the Food Network.
He's amazing.
He's always on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. Mm-hmm. He's also been on that Guy's Grocery Games, cooking and doing a lot of stuff for the military. But Panini Pete has some really amazing restaurants, so check him out. Toby at roughcutdecor.com. Go to roughcutdecor.com. Find out exactly what they do. They have some really very talented people. And if you use the promo code PODCART, you get a discount.
Nice.
Jeff and Angie Strumer, just a couple of people that like the show that want to support us. Thank you, Jeff and Angie. Glad Jeff is feeling better from his COVID-19 school teacher. Got it at school from his kids in Florida. Psychic Kami, thank you, Psychic Kami, for being around. We appreciate you and all you do. And then, of course, Cook, Flat, and Strobel. They do surveys, and they do engineering. It's Cook, Flat, and Strobel. Write them down. You need any of these people. We always suggest use these people. They're not going to do you wrong.
Right.
You're all part of the same family here. All right. Thanks to everybody. You guys have a great week, and we'll talk to you next Monday for another Gang of Two.